We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Tulane Tuesday here on Sports Talk. Tulane head football coach Willie Fritz stepping into the radio huddle right now. Coach, how are you? Thanks for the time.
Good. How y'all doing?
Good. So you went Oklahoma week one, week three. You're going on the road to Oxford for Ole Miss. I mean, you want to play the 85 Bears next too?
Yeah. We played two home games too. Haven't seen New Orleans for a while either. So, you know, well, it's just a different year, you know, and we're kids have adapted extremely well. I'm really proud of them. I'm glad of the news that we're going to be able to play a ball game Saturday, then come back here, pack up and bring our families and all the guys back and pets and dogs and everybody else back to New Orleans on Sunday.
Coach now, Lane Kiffin of Ole Miss is basically described you guys. He said we're playing an SEC team. Is that you think?
Well, you see, we haven't played the game yet. All right, I want him to be saying that after the ball game. Everybody says these great things in these pregame interviews, don't they? So before the game, but I hope he's saying that after the ball game too.
Now, you know, Coach Fritz, when you look at the opportunity and the task at hand, I mean, I think it could be a massive night for the program. Considering the opponent, because of these parts, you look at Ole Miss and the Southeastern Conference, people are familiar with Ole Miss, and obviously everyone knows Oklahoma Sooners are a national program. But to me, this could be monumental. And two things I should say that I looked at Tulane football so far, and that I know if your quarterback is brimming with confidence, that being Michael Pratt, that goes a long way. And the defense is making plays at all levels. So, hey, you know what? I'm saying I know we got a chance.
Well, we certainly go into every game thinking that as well. But, yeah, you're right. Michael's playing well. We were able to play him. He played about a quarter and a half on last Saturday against Morgan State and did a great job. He's one of our offensive players of the week. And, you know, you don't get an opportunity very much to play your backup. And Justin Ibieta over at Country Day came in and really played well. It was great to give him some experience also. So, yeah, you're right. We got to, you know, Michael's got to play a great game on Saturday, but the rest of the offense and defense and the kicking game, we all got to play well. We got to stay away from, you know, what kind of happened to us in the second quarter against Oklahoma where we had some, you know, some mistakes that, you know, were manufactured by us, not by Oklahoma. We've got to stay away from those in order to have an opportunity this Saturday.
Now, Coach Fritz, I feel terrible. I evacuated. I was in Fairhope. And all of a sudden, I'm talking to your cousin. Tell me, who's your cousin in Fairhope? Because all of a sudden, he goes,
Was it Roger or John?
I can't remember. He was a musician, the Gibson guitars. Coach Fritz and I is our family. I go, yes, I know Coach Fritz. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, boy, it's amazing when you go about in the country in different areas. And, we all have relationships. But, boy, that was a warm tickle in my heart, so to speak, when – all of a sudden, I'm family with Coach Fritz. I know Willie Fritz is good people. And that's where I met at Fairhope.
Yeah, he's toured with a bunch of people with Sheryl Crow for a long time. He sold guitars to George Harrison and Roy Orbison,
right.
And you know, a lot of the great ones. I mean, that's what he does for a living. Is he makes guitars, and him and his wife are in a band there and travel all around the place. So he's a great guy. He comes over to a lot of ball games.
And I'm going to need his number because I'm learning the guitar here, Coach. I'm learning how to play
guitar.
He'll teach you, Christian. He's involved with Gibson's guitars. You go there, Christian, he'll educate you. I'm just helping you dog.
All right. Sounds good. I'd look forward to it. Coach,
if I could,
you gotta like the physicality of your defense, right? I mean, you guys are pretty darn physical.
Yeah, I thought they've done a good job these first couple of weeks. I think Chris Hampton, our defense coordinator, is doing an outstanding job and, really keeping the guys, on point, all the time, meetings, out of practice, just doing a super job. We were able to roll a lot of guys, too. I think that's good. We were playing about eight guys on the defensive front, so we got two full groups going in and out. Playing four linebackers, I really feel like we got four bona fide Division I linebackers: Nick Anderson, Marvin Moody, Dorian Williams, and Kevin Henry. Kevin had a pick six last week, and then we're playing about six, seven guys in the secondary a lot, and they're all doing a good job. So it's the first time I've had some quality depth since I've been at Tulane, and it took a long time for us to build it up. It's
right.
We're not able to do it the fast way with taking transfers and JUCO guys and all that other kind of stuff. We got to build it with high school guys, and it's good to have some depth.
Now, Coach Fritz, I respect you like I respect Lane Kiffin. I know you. I don't know him. What challenges? Because you're going against the best of the best. I think Lane Kiffin is special. I mean, I know he knows football, and the challenges that you might face with an Ole Miss team that he's leading, because I know he knows what he's doing. Just talk a little bit about that, because, I mean, it's like, oh, well, Tulane and Ole Miss have played in the past, but I'm telling you, Lane Kiffin, I know that he knows what he's doing. So it has to be a big challenge, especially from a defensive perspective, to contain his type of offense.
Huge challenge for us. He does a good job with tempo. He's really combined the different offenses. Obviously, he's had some unbelievable offenses every place he's been at. But he's also, his offense coordinator is Jeff Levy, who's was with Art Briles at Baylor when they were running all over the place at Baylor. And then was over at UCF and had a bunch of success there, with Scott Frost and also with Josh Heupel. And, they spread it out. They get with the receivers. They stretch the field horizontally. They stretch the field vertically. Get the ball in space to quality football players. When you watch a game Saturday night, they'll get two receivers to the boundary and they'll have two backs and they'll run the stretch play to the short side of the field and just get you overloaded over there.
And
get three guys, guy running down the sideline, guy running the middle of the field, guy running up the seam. It's a little different scheme, and they've gotten a ton of mileage on it so far this season. So, very, very well-coached team, and they're doing a good job all three areas. They kind of switched what they were doing defensively. They had a tough season last year defense. They switched their scheme. They're more that Iowa State where you have three safeties deep, and it looks like you need to attack over here, and all of a sudden they get somebody spinning down, or they bring a corner, or whatever the case may be, just to outpopulate you at the point of attack. So very well coached team. Do a good job in the kicking game, too.
Now, Coach Fritz, the one thing I know, you can have great coaching, you can have outstanding coaching, but you can't coach that moxie or that toughness, whatever. I think Michael Pratt has that. I mean, I don't know. I've watched him play and how he has matured as a quarterback. Hell, I mean, I played the position. I'm a Michael Pratt fan. I just think that He's coming off, you know, have to look at the Oklahoma game, but I think how he's progressing with his confidence and all that, I mean, you have to be, you know, ecstatic or confident that Michael Pratt could get it done, because it seems like now he understands the task at hand and he's not overwhelmed.
No, I agree with you. We got a bona fide Division I quarterback. They're hard to get. You know, it's a,
yeah.
You know, if you don't have a quarterback, you got to be really good every place else. You know, if you got a guy who's average, you know, and he's a really good quarterback and he makes some plays. He runs much better than people give him credit for. We got to be careful with him now because he likes to go ahead and right. go ahead first on everything.
We talk
to him all the time. You know, touchdown, first down, get down. You know, and sometimes he doesn't hear it quite in that order. But no, he's really playing well, and he's a really good leader. Also, he's just he gets along with everybody on the team. He leads by example. He leads, you know, by his voice. Also, one of the hardest practice playing guys. You know, we do this GPS stuff when you wear it, and it tracks how many yards you run and how many yards you run over 12 miles per hour in practice. And some days you want to be in the red, meaning you did a whole bunch of yards, and next day you want to be down. And we just got to limit his plays because he's just, you know, Energizer bunny, you know. He's just all over the place when he's going. And Bobby, I was going to tell you, too, I just got done reading a book here a couple weeks ago, Football for a Buck, I think it was called. All right, have you read that before? You're in that book.
I'm in that book? About, what?
Yeah,
am I in
talking
that
about
book?
The USFL.
Okay.
And Donald Trump and
yep.
You know, I got to get that book, too. You really enjoy it.
Oh, yeah,
it.
I have to read this.
I knew some
sure.
of the guys that played might have even played with you. I don't know if you played with Will Coakley or any of those guys up
oh,
there.
Oh, yes, Will Coakley, yeah. Kansas yeah. State, old school.
Yeah. And a few other guys. You need to read that book. They've got you quoted a few times in it.
Oh, I have to read it. Thank you, Coach Fritz, because I definitely will want to read that because, you know what, I think I'm an old fart, but I think I'm still relevant because all I know is if you can run the football and stop the run, you still have a chance.
You got a chance.
No, you got a chance. Even the NFL level. I mean, I think throughout football that truly, now you can look at the ball and how the rules have changed, but if you can run the football and stop the run, I know you have a chance. I know you have a chance to be successful.
You know, that's what we have, what we call a plan to win. The second component of the plan to win is, you know, win the running battle. And, you know, all these different levels that I've coached, you know, JUCO, Division II, 1AA,
right.
Division I. You know, if we've rushed for one more yard than our opponent, we've won 90% of our games. When we've passed for, you know, one more yard than our opponent, we've won what my record is, which is, I think, about 62%, 63%,
right.
like that. So it really makes a difference if you can control the running game.
Yeah, if you control the running game, Coach Fritz, you know what's the other thing? The one thing is if you can run and stop the run, but you can't turn it over.
There you go. There you go.
You have to take it away. If you do that, then you're all right.
that's our number one part of the plan to win. Win the turnover takeaway. Plus one or better, we've won 89% of our
yes.
games. Plus two or better, I've only lost one game in my career in the Navy a couple years ago.
Hey, you know, Coach Fritz, I'm going to throw you an NFL stat out there. That's why the Cowgirl fans, Dallas fans, they're all excited. Oh, we were hanging with Tampa Bay, the world champs. Come on, you were plus three. And you didn't win the game, and Tampa Bay had 100 yards in penalties. What? You should have won by a touchdown or 10 points. I mean, I'm not giving Dallas any credit because of that. Come on. I know Sean Payton. You let Sean Payton be plus three. Come on, the NFL level, no matter what level. That's why, I mean, sugarcoat it like Dallas. You look where they're at. If you plus three – and the opponent has 10 or more penalties, 100 yards. Shame on you if you don't win. You know what I'm saying? Coach Fritz, I think you'd agree with that.
I'm going to stay out of your argument right here. I got some guys from Dallas on my team.
All right.
Tulane head football coach Willie Fritz. Coach, I saw a picture of you in your playing days, rocking a mohawk. And rocking a mohawk.
It's what you call losing a bet.
Oh, you lost the bet?
I got that picture right behind my desk in my office. And I tell you, I use it all the time because I'll bring a guy in who's having problems. And, you know, sometimes these guys think I'm too old to relate to them. I'll point at the picture and I'll say, you know something? I was young and dumb just like you are right now. So listen
Amen.
To me when I tell you you need to change this or you need to change that. And the kids, they got a big kick out. They've all seen it in my
bring
office, obviously. But nah, I don't know about that. I think I'm going to get out of the old mohawk.
Well, the whole thing, Coach Fritz, is that you can relate to the young players, and I think that is significant. And, you know, the opportunity or the task at hand, listen, did you ever see Tim Tebow's haircut? He was like a monk. They had him like the whole, he had like a circle, and they shaved his head. Listen, it's all about the team. You have to think of the team. Your hair is going to grow back. The team has to come first. I don't care if it's high school, college, or the pros. If the team comes first, then you'll have success. I mean, I truly believe that.
No, you're exactly right. Got to be unselfish. And, you know, I tell them, you know, almost every day, you know, if you want to get into the sport all about you, get into MMA fighting.
Or tennis,
you know,
or golf, or yeah.
You get in there and get after it, man. And you know, otherwise, you got to count on each other, and you know, you got to play for each other. So you're exactly right.
Tulane head football coach Willie Fritz. That's a wrap for Tulane Tuesday, Coach. Good luck this week, and we'll check in with you again next week.
All right, thank you, Coach Fritz.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Roll
right,
wave.
Thank you.
All right, Bobby. When we come back, the
roll
week
wave,
one
go Tigers.
TV
I like that.
Ratings.
Oh yeah,
gonna,
the TV ratings.
Depress
oh.
you a little bit.
Hello.
Well, you're gonna like hearing this.
You see, is it gonna depress me?
No, what? I said you're gonna like hearing this.
Oh yes, of course. The NFL's king. I mean, I think Nickelodeon and CBS is king. I think it's all king. I mean, listen. If anybody poo-poos the NFL, I truly think, from a national perspective, they're living in fantasy land, and. Christian, I hope you have some numbers to help me out.
I do. And that's next here on Sports Talk on WWL.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.